today. The OG platforms are back, baby. But how are marketers going to use TV ads and text messaging? Also, the IAB wants you to stop being so clever. Why Snapchat and TikTok still trail the pack. And Facebook on how tastemakers are made and influences earn. It's Monday, October 18th, 2021. Happy first day on the job, Steph. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 485. We start with some budgeting advice for the upcoming season. Andrew Foxwell and his team have laid out a good approach to retargeting budgets in his latest blog post. He proposes this kind of breakdown by funnel. First, prospecting and top of funnel, quoting from his blog post, TOFU, that's top of funnel, generally does better than you think, especially if the offer is good. It can be extremely successful, especially if you start early, like 60% prospecting, 40% consolidated retargeting, then based on ongoing performance, scale the parts of the funnel where they need it the most, unquote. Andrew also recommends running as large an audience size as you're comfortable doing, since Facebook's AI does seem to scale better with bigger data sets to work with. Then, lower in the funnel, again quoting from Andrew's post, consider just mid and bottom funnel in one campaign. Consolidate audiences and have creative ready to be refreshed throughout the holiday sales window. And if you're intending to use manual bids for cost caps during the full holiday advertising push, use bids that are maybe 1.5, maybe 2 times over the CPAs you saw in the specific accounts over the weeks before Black Friday, Cyber Monday, unquote. The full post is definitely worth a read if you'll be doing any ads on Facebook over the next couple of months. You'll find it at foxwelldigital.com/blog. Also, be sure to check out his training on scaling in a post-iOS 14 world at b.link/afterapple. Well, people are still watching TV, at least if some new data from iSpot can be believed, and their report provides some useful information about what took place across both linear and connected TV during this past third quarter. Quoting an analyst from the firm, the report's most important takeaway from Q3 showed TV getting closer to normal again. For instance, live sports dominated ad impressions, and primetime broadcast spend was up 16% compared to 2019. Unquote. Other important takeaways for marketers, ad impressions for movie trailers on TV increased more than 5 times year over year, with spend up 7 times in Q3. Sports delivered the most TV ad impressions for the quarter. The Olympics took 2.1% of total ad impressions for Q3. Am I the only one that thought that was going to be higher? Followed by the NFL at 1.6% and college football with 1.3%. Alcohol impressions decreased just over 2% of TV impressions, down from 2.44% in 2019. The analyst also went on to say that, quote, even as streaming continues to cut into linear audience numbers, primetime and live sports remain reliable places for brands to get the most reach. The advertising industry has some advice for you. Stop being so damn clever. While the digital ad market continues to experience a healthy rebound, marketers must deal with rising consumer aversion to advertising, according to a new report by the IAB and PwC. The report examined 3 areas: consumer expectations, regulatory reforms and talent, and diversity and inclusion issues. Users are apparently quite impatient with digital video ads, one of the most promising formats for growth, and media platforms that are ad-free or ad-light have continued to thrive during the pandemic. 4 times as many consumers prefer efficiency in brands compared to those who value messages that are fun or focused on brand image. So how do you create content to engage your audience without annoying them? The IAB recommends marketers prioritize utility, including reducing the number of clicks and accelerating the adoption of shoppable formats that can provide a more holistic experience. Quoting an IAB spokesperson, advertisers and their agencies would be wise to look at the innovations in publishing that focus on anticipating consumer needs and shrinking the number of clicks to provide what consumers want, unquote. Either way, we will all be adopting strategies that are new and weird to us all, I'm sure, as the deprecation of Chrome cookies in 2023 rolls out, and a new generation of mobile identifiers will make it increasingly challenging to target buyers. Walmart will be testing one more way for you to reach shoppers this holiday season, and it's a little retro. The company is launching a text-to-shop tool in selected areas. This isn't the first time Walmart has experimented with text-to-shop. Walmart launched Jet Black a few years ago. It allowed customers outside of the area from Walmart stores to shop by text. Jet Black has since been discontinued. Although text messaging is an old technology, a Walmart executive noted that, quote, text shopping is just getting warmed up, unquote. And they're not the only ones expanding shopping through conversational channels. Quoting Marketing Dive, the Home Depot, in 2017, introduced the Google Assistant voice shopping capability for shoppers on the Google Express website and app, while previous research has indicated an uptick in conversational commerce channels. Experts say the technology has a ways to go before it reaches mass adoption. In 2019, a report from Payments.com indicated that less than a third of consumers owned voice-enabled devices, and 31% of those who owned the technology used it to make purchases. Among the reasons why consumers may be cautious about adopting the technology, cybersecurity and privacy concerns, as well as the technology's inability to recognize diverse voices.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
While Google and Facebook dominate as top personalized ad options for sound reasons, newer platforms may possess unique selling points. An interesting piece today in Marketing Dive suggests that while TikTok and Snapchat compete against Google and Facebook's duopoly of digital advertising, they do provide niche value propositions that set them apart from their predecessors. Snapchat uses immersive advertising to build an engaged community of consumers, and TikTok is still considered the premier destination for Gen Z. But both still lack the core digital ad capabilities that have made Google and Facebook so dominant. How should Snapchat, TikTok, and other duopoly rivals close the gap? Quoting the author, they should copy Facebook and Google's ad tech with the same relentlessness Facebook has shown in copying TikTok and Snapchat's user-facing products. Unquote. As for what the digital ad divide means for brands, again, quoting the author, Google and Facebook remain the top options for sound reasons, and advertisers would do well to stick with proven partners while exploring the DCO capabilities that set them apart. However, standing by old friends does not preclude meeting new ones. If you market any kind of travel or tourism brand, some new insights from Pinterest may help you understand what post-pandemic marketing might look like. According to the latest data, travel searches on its platform are up 19% in 2021 compared to pre-pandemic levels in 2019. According to the company, today's travelers are increasingly guided by passions like hiking, food, or museums, or goals like escaping the city or chasing summer, rather than specific destinations. For example, searches for dream vacation destinations are up 482% year over year, unquote. Pinterest has shared a map with the top destinations that pinners have focused on over the last few months to help you think about how to market your travel products and packages, as well as what people will need to take with them when they travel. That map and a link to the full travel report in today's premium newsletter. As part of Advertising Week next week, Facebook will hold a variety of sessions on various aspects of digital marketing, all of which you can watch via Facebook's Advertising Week mini-site. These include exploring the new frontiers of creativity. They'll be exploring how people-first creativity is shaping the future of marketing. The future of shopping, how businesses can exceed the expectations of today's shoppers by leveraging latest technologies. The panelists will be discussing live shopping and product drops, and the critical role of creators in advertising, including how tastemakers are made and how influence is earned. You can learn more about each event at facebook.com/business/events/advertising-week. Well, if today's podcast sounds a little smarter than usual, you are hearing the input of our new team member, Steph Gunn. Steph started today as our associate producer. She's helping with scripting and supporting our premium newsletter members. And she will be a big part of our plans to serve you even better in the coming months. We've got plans for more deep dive weekend editions, a couple of podcast feed options for you, including a headlines-only version for you smart home assistant people, and more. If you are in our Slack community, please say hello to Steph there. And also remember, you can get this podcast as a daily email newsletter, complete with images, related videos, links to dive deeper, and even newsletter exclusive content. There is a free tier as well. You'll get an issue every Friday if you're on the free tier. The newsletter comes out about an hour before the podcast drops. So go to todayindigital.com/newsletter to sign up, or tap the link in this episode notes. Talk to you tomorrow. See, I try to give you reasons, but you pay no mind. Let's go. Go. Let's go. I heard it's always fire when they put in on a show. Let's go. Go. Let's go. We're going on a ride. I ain't telling you no more. Let's go.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.